This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
For 5.5 years, the church I served is at the foot of the mountain known as Stone Mountain in Atlanta, Georgia. Stone Mountain probably is the most well-known physical landmark in the Atlanta area. If you've ever been to Atlanta, probably you've at least seen Stone Mountain. It's a beautiful mountain that's 5 miles around at the base. It goes up about 1,600 feet. And it's just a piece of rock, a granite, that is just really impressive to see, with the carving of General Lee and Stonewall Jackson and one other Confederate leader on the side of the mountain. Quite a place for people to come and see. When you pull into this park, Stone Mountain Park, you go through the visitor's gate, you pay your money, and the first cross street you come to is a street known as John B. Gordon Avenue. John B. Gordon Avenue. I had no clue when I first moved there who John B. Gordon was until I did some research. Found out that John B. Gordon was a Confederate general who served during the Civil War, went on to become the governor of Georgia, and in 1873 was elected to be the senator, U.S. senator from Georgia. What I didn't know was, until I read it, was this. In one particular battle, he was leading his men. He was shot 5 times. 5 times before he finally fell off his horse unconscious. The first bullet hit him in his calf. He kept riding his horse. The second bullet hit him in his thigh. He kept on going. It nicked a minor artery in his leg, still kept going. The third bullet hit him in one of his arms. He kept going and using the other arm to lead his men in battle. The fourth bullet hit him in the shoulder. He kept going. But when the fifth bullet hit him, he couldn't tolerate the pain and the blood loss any longer. The fifth bullet hit him in one cheek and went out the other side of his mouth through his jawbone. And that's when General Gordon fell face down off his horse, right into his hat, into the ground. But he survived. Now, you know the year, 1860s, no plastic surgery, no corrective surgery back then. I mean, they just tried to patch you up and keep you from dying, basically. And so General Gordon survived with 2 massive facial wounds, one on right side, one on the left. One was an entry wound, one was an exit wound. And you can imagine how disfigured he was, yet went on to be the governor, went on to be a United States senator. He was in the Senate in one particular meeting in the 1870s. He was speaking toward a bill, the passage of a bill, and another senator stood up without even looking at General Gordon and started speaking against Senator Gordon at the time, speaking against the legislation, whatever the issue was on the table. And according to this historian, this senator turned and looked and locked eyes with General Gordon. And he stopped speaking and he began to weep. And he said, "I forgot about the scar. I forgot about the scar." And he couldn't move on. The next time you and I say, "God owes me," maybe we need to have somebody say, "Have you forgotten the scars in his hands and in his feet and in his brow and in his side?" The next time we're tempted to say, "God owes me big time because of what I've given, what I've sacrificed, my faithful attendance," remember, God owes no one anything. It's all grace. It's all mercy. It's all about the hymn, "Amazing Grace." God owes you nothing, but he's given you everything. Would you listen to that again and write it down in your notes? God owes me nothing, but he's given me everything. He's given me life eternal. He's given me forgiveness for my sins. He's given me hope in death, hope in life. He owes me nothing, but he's given me everything. Let's pray together.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.